It's 3:32, your Friday downtown. Rich Kimble, Ryan Wayning here on the Pulse, WZON.
I'm so in love with you.
Time to talk a little Patriots football this afternoon after last night's opening exhibition game. We're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. Andy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Well, doing great, thanks. Good work on the game last night. Enjoyed it an awful lot.
Thank you. It was fun. I like these preseason games.
Well, let's talk topic one for everybody, Jimmy Garoppolo. It was kind of what we expected last night, some highs, some lows. How would you grade him out overall in that opening performance?
I'd probably give him a C+, somewhere in that range. I think you're right. You know, there were some, as Coach Belichick might say, there were some good plays, some bad plays, other plays he'd like to have back. I think it was a learning experience. I think he got a lot of reps and saw some different things in terms of what the Saints threw at him, and at times reacted okay. And then at other times I thought it looked like the game was going a little faster than he was. And, you know, some throws. My biggest concern coming out of it, you know, I think he'll get used to the speed and the reps, and that will improve. I thought his accuracy was simply not good enough. And that's supposed to be his calling card, or one of his strengths is his accuracy. And, you know, he had a throw on third down to James White on an out on the left side that probably wouldn't have gotten the first down but would have given them a chance to maybe think about going for it on fourth down. And he just bounced the ball. It was nowhere near him. He wasn't on the same page with James White. Then there was a little Devlin, the fullback, was in the right flat, and he just threw it into his kneecaps, and it was incomplete. There was an out, a comeback on the sideline to DeAndre Carter that I liked that he threw it on time, sort of dropped back, boom, planted the foot, threw it. But the problem is he threw it to the inside. It was not an accurate throw and a dangerous throw, and I think you do that around the likes of, say, Patrick Peterson on opening day, and he brings that to the house for 7 points for the Cardinals. So certainly we saw some of his mobility. At times he sort of built a rapport with Bennett, built a rapport with Malcolm Mitchell, and then at other times was just sort of scrambling for his life, took that bad sack where he lost a bunch of yardage. There was the near interception where he was flat-footed in the red zone, threw back across the field. Middling grade. But a step forward in terms of just the learning experience, I think.
Well, and we know the offensive line is a concern, and that appeared again last night to still be a work in progress.
Yeah, no question. And it's really a concern when you have an offensive line that's a work in progress and you don't have all your guys out there. You're hoping to get Vollmer back, and, you know, depending on how things shake out with the competition on the inside, Trey Jackson, some of those guys. So they're not at their best, and you have a young quarterback who's going to hold the ball a little longer than he should. And I thought that showed up on one of the hits that Solder let up the pressure from the outside. It wasn't horrific, but Nate Solder needs to be better than that. And Jimmy Garoppolo can do a better job getting rid of the ball quicker. I thought he held on to it a little bit. So when you combine those two things, it's sort of a recipe for disaster for a passing game and sort of shooting yourself in the foot. So, yeah, but I expect that to get better too. You know, you give another month with Dante Scarnecchia working with that group and hopefully, you know, getting healthy and settling on the five guys he wants out there. By opening night, they should be better, and they're going to need to be because, as I said, that's a Cardinals team with a lot of talent. You know, Chandler Jones adds to that talent, and they are going to blitz the hell out of you, and you need to be ready for that.
Andy, there's an understandable amount of focus on the offensive side of the football, but on the defensive side, it's not going to be long before the Patriots can't keep that quiet anymore.
Yeah, no, you know, the idea, the theory that is that your offense may not be as good in the first month, maybe your defense can carry more of the weight. Well, last night, they carried some of the scoring weight, and I'm really intrigued by the versatility of the front seven. I think there's a lot of interesting athletes and personnel combinations that Bill Belichick can throw and Matt Patricia can throw at an opposing offense, and they look like they have intentions of being sort of a swarming, ball-hawking defense. You have Patrick Chung flying to the ball, and that creates a deflected pass off the receiver. Jamie Collins, the athlete, returns it. But then there were other plays where Jamie Collins was simply, you know, chasing down players to make a tackle, and he does the secure with the left hand and punch like hell with the right hand to try to force a fumble. Jabal Sheard ripped the ball out. And the more I look at it, the more I say, you know, they have a big defense when they want to be big with Brown and Knighton and Allen Branch. And then they have an athletic defense when they want to be athletic and throw more of Chris Long, Jabal Sheard, and those guys out there. So it's a really, really interesting mix of talent they have in that front seven. And I think they could be a lot of fun to watch if they can stay relatively healthy and continue to move forward.
We're talking with Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly here on Downtown. That injury to Malcolm Mitchell last night, that's just one of the most difficult things to watch I've ever seen in football.
Yeah, it's gross, and you know, it's sort of, we've seen a few of those in recent weeks if you've been watching the Olympics, where you get these, unfortunately, these close-ups of modern day technology where we see these sort of gruesome injuries. You know, it sounds like he may avoid a real long-term issue. The problem is, even if he only misses, say, 4 or 6 weeks here, it's probably the worst 4 or 6 weeks he could miss. You know, being a rookie receiver who's done a really nice job in the spring and summer of like learning the offense, fitting in as a professional in New England, and now all of a sudden, if you can't be on the practice field and can't get your reps, you know, a lot of times with a rookie receiver, a rookie player at any position, that's time he just can't make up. And as I said, that's unfortunate because I thought he looked good out there last night, which brings sort of to the masses what he's been doing on the practice field, which is, you know, show that he's a pretty impressive young athlete.
Andy, once we snuck into garbage time last night, who was a player that caught your eye?
Well, there's one guy, you know, there's a few guys, and I won't necessarily say garbage time for, you know, Tyler Gaffney, but I think he has a chance to win a job with this team. I am not the biggest LeGarrette Blount fan. I'm not sold that he is the answer for really any role that they need him to fill. And, you know, there are questions as to how much you need that back on this team, that this is a spread team, passing team, and when you have Deion Lewis and James White in that role, that's enough. I still think you need a big back at times. And Tyler Gaffney ran well. And sort of like Malcolm Mitchell, that continues a trend of what we've seen on the practice field. You know, he's been running well. The guy's been on IR for 2 years, but, you know, an athlete coming out of Stanford, guy rushed for 1,700 yards as a senior there. I thought it was intriguing. Now, he was able to hit the big run, you know, so I think he had, whatever it was, 9 carries for 64 yards, 44 of them on the touchdown. So, okay, there were 8 carries for only 20 yards, but I think he's shown flashes, shown some bursts. So I think he's in a fight maybe with LeGarrette Blount to win a job. Trayvon LeBlanc, the undrafted rookie corner, I think there's a couple of those guys, along with Jonathan Jones, the guy out of Auburn, you know, that 4.3 type speed. You know, that's a position where I'm not sure anyone really knows where the depth is going to come from. You have Malcolm Butler, who's your clear number one Pro Bowler. You have Logan Ryan, who, yes, started all 16 games last year, but I think some people still wonder, you know, how good is he? And then you have Cyrus Jones and Justin Coleman and, you know, maybe some of these young guys, Jonathan Jones or Trayvon LeBlanc, fighting for depth jobs at cornerback. So that one-handed interception in the end zone was impressive. And he's a guy that we've seen show up a little bit in the spring and summer on the practice field too. So those guys definitely stood out. And A.J. Derby, you know, I don't think there's a spot for him maybe, but A.J. Derby, draft pick a year ago who was on IR, former college quarterback, sort of converted to tight end late in his career in college. He caught the ball really well, and again, another trend. He's been catching it really well. He's flashed at various times throughout the spring and the summer. So I don't know if he can win a job behind Bennett and Gronkowski, depending on how they fill out the depth chart, but you know, he might earn himself a chance to stick around in the practice squad and continue to develop here.
Next week, preseason game with the Bears. Will number 12 make an appearance in that one?
I think he might make a cameo, but I don't think he's going to play very long. And quite frankly, I wouldn't. I'm not sure I would play him at all this summer. I'm not one that really thinks he needs snaps. I don't think snaps, you know, on August 18th or whatever the date's going to be is really going to benefit him in week 5 in Cleveland. He's getting some work on the practice field with the new guys, and that's really what it's all about, you know, getting a feel for Chris Hogan and Martellus Bennett, some of these guys. But he's been splitting basically all the first-team reps and getting a ton of reps and, you know, going first in a lot of drills. So it certainly wouldn't stun me to see him have a cameo, but I think it'll be a quick Drew Brees-like cameo, if at all.
And what were your impressions on Brissett last night?
I thought he was okay. You know, he looks like a rookie quarterback. He's raw, but he clearly has some talent. And he makes some throws that, you know, look like a rookie that, you know, could easily be pick sixes, sort of like Garoppolo does. You know, a guy who doesn't have a lot of experience, a lot of reps. And he really hasn't been getting a ton of reps in practice. The bulk of his work comes in what they call
kind of opportunity work real late in practice where the real young, inexperienced players sort of go 11 on 11 against each other. So he's a major work in progress, but I think you saw a little bit of athleticism. He can move a little bit. He's got a strong arm. He can certainly, quote-unquote, make all the NFL throws. But, you know, he's got a ways to go before, A, he knows the entirety of the playbook and the system they run, and, B, he starts to, you know, sort of throw where it's supposed to go and not just where he sees the guy flash open. But as far as debuts go, I thought it was fine.
Hey, Andy, before we let you go, we're asking a guest this summer to go back in time a little bit to their youth and think of that favorite summer song, the one that made you roll down the windows, turn up the car radio, and maybe sing along as well. Is there a favorite summer song for you?
Well, it's kind of a cliche one, but Summertime by Will Smith, or he might have been DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince at that time, but I thought that was a classic that was always appropriate in the hottest times of the year.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Well, hey, that's what Kyle Draper at Comcast said, too. So great minds think alike. Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect.
Hey, Andy, always great talking Patriots with you. Thanks, as always, and we look forward to chatting with you throughout the course of the season.